But God forbid that I should glory save in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. It is just a few days since we celebrated the Holy Cross, and today's feast is closely connected to that great feast. For today we commemorate the great Saint Francis of Assisi. Of him we correctly say that he was one of the greatest saints ever lived, and for the reason that he was more Christ-like than any other saint. Towards the end of his life, he started to spend much time by himself and often withdrew to a mountain to fast and pray. He was so anxious to be united with God that he became more and more united with God. So it was on the feast of the Exaltation of the Holy Cross, when Saint Francis was praying on a mountain early in the morning, when a great angel appeared to him, glorious and fiery, flying to him from heaven. The angel stood in front of Saint Francis, and he noticed that the angel was not only a creature with wings, but with crucifixion wounds too. Its hands and feet were stretched forth and nailed to a cross. When Francis saw this, he was amazed, and his soul was filled with sadness, because this crucified angel was so dreadful to watch that a sword of sorrow pierced his soul. The angel then started to talk to him, and Francis understood that this vision was sent to him, that because of his great desire to be like Christ, he would now be changed to the likeness of Christ crucified, not by martyrdom, but by the fervor of his soul. And from that day onwards, Saint Francis was bodily transformed to the likeness of his master Jesus, and everyone could see in the palms of his hands and on the insteps of his feet the marks of the nails. Also, on his right side there was a long, raw wound, as though he had been pierced with a spear, and from this wound his blood often ran and stained his shirt. So from that day onwards, Saint Francis was a new creature. He came down from his mountain bearing in himself the form of Jesus crucified. He tried as far as possible to keep his sacred marks hidden from men, but since he often bled from them and his brothers kept close eye on him because of his poor health, of course they were eventually noticed, and the word spread out everywhere. Eventually, the popes instituted this special feast in the honor of these stigmata, that is, the marks of crucifixion, in the hope of raising in the hearts of the faithful the love of Christ crucified. More than anything else, this commemoration of the stigmata of Saint Francis shows how all of us faithful have to always strive to be Christ-like. So even though we have had many great feasts recently, do not neglect to take seriously the importance of today's great feast. As it is said in today's Mass, already in the time of Saint Francis, the world was growing cold. And this miracle of the stigmata of Saint Francis was God's message to all, so that Francis's great love for Jesus might serve as an example to all. How much colder is the world now than it was in the days of today's great saint. So wouldn't we need hundreds of people like Saint Francis today, men and women who are ready to leave everything for the love of Christ and serve and love only Christ? The coldness of the world and the answer to it, to love Jesus above all, and the will to become exactly like Jesus, are the reasons why today's feast is so significant. How often we should ask the intercession of great Saint Francis of Assisi when we read about the troubles of the world, or when we go through the tribulations in our own life. So please remember today that a true answer to the coldness of the world and to all the tribulations of life is to love Jesus more and more, and as far as our state and duties of life permit, we should all transform ourselves into the image of our crucified Lord. Saint Francis of Assisi, pray for us. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.